a new Virginia home. Have you ever gone hiking? It was the first week that Amira and her family had spent in their new house. Amira had finished unpacking the boxes in her bedroom. On one wall of her bedroom, she hung a map of Michigan. That was the state her family used to live in. She would miss going to visit Lake Michigan and all the fun she had at Michigan and all the fun she'd had at the beach. On the other wall, Amira hung a map of Virginia, the state that was her new home. Amira heard soft tapping. She saw her father's head poke around the door. "Hi, Dad," said Amira. "What's going on?"
"I just wanted to see how you were doing," said Dad. "Your room is starting to look pretty good. I like the map."
"Thanks," said Amira, sighing and flopping on the bed. Dad sat next to her. Why the big sigh?" "Yes, and yet I guess I miss Michigan and my friends," said Amira. "I don't know anyone here, and there's nothing to do. There are some kids your age who live on this block, but they may be on vacation still," said Dad. "I know you'll meet people as soon as school starts next week. As far as there being nothing to do, you're in luck. I'm looking for someone to go hiking with me this afternoon." Amira Dad stood up and walked over to the map of Virginia. "We were lucky to move near one of the greatest hikes in the country," he said. "Have you ever heard of the Appalachian Trail?" He asked, tracing something on the map with one finger. Amira shook her head. "Well, then I think you ought to put on your hiking boots, grab some bug spray, and come along with me," said Dad. Amira sighed again, but she looked a little bit interested. "I'm pretty sure you won't regret it," said Dad. "I'll meet you downstairs in 15 minutes, okay?" Amira nodded and walked to her closet to look for her hiking boots. 15 minutes later, Amira and her dad said goodbye to their mom and drove to the trailhead. In her backpack, Amira carried some bug spray, a water bottle, two granola bars, and two oranges in Dad's backpack. There were a cell phone, a water bottle, a tree identification guide, sunscreen, and a camera. As Amira and her dad hiked through the woods, she felt her spirits started to lift. The air smelled clean and fresh and treetops. When Dad turned around, he noticed a big grin on Amira's face. "That's nice to see for a change," joked Dad. "This is great," she answered. "Now I don't miss Michigan nearly so much right now."